Welcome back to the Forge D20 podcast. My name is Zach, and we have now entered the Eden arc in the Eflar Eden saga. Last time on Tales of Lodrienth, the party, successfully with the help of Damocles, have officially bypassed the elevator, the great lift of Eflar that was heavily guarded by the Skywatch. And they bear witness to their first two Arcanatech Rune Warden Primes, the beings that Savius, the head of the Ember Enclave, has been creating to use as an army to take over Eflar and the mainland where the Elicorian kingdom lies. Now, they descend the elevator and emerge into the underground squalid streets of Eden. Begin to descend. And for the first time in a bit, you feel freedom, in a sense. From the clutches of Eflar and the Skywatch, the great lift begins to continue its slow yet deliberate descent. You can see the sights of the frame upholding the grand lift, and you can see that the interior of this giant, it looks like some sort of like concrete or cobblestone like part of this building that you're in keeps going down and down and seems never ending. And after 5 to 10 minutes, you see that the cobblestone turns to glass. And when it turns to glass, you can finally see the cavern. It's dimly lit. And you can see that there's this city, and it is lit by all of these red torches. It's very run down. From this distance, you could tell it's not very well taken care of. You can see that you're maybe 75 feet above it, and just continues to descend until you get lower and lower, where you reach the bottom, and suddenly, DOOM! Gravity takes hold. You no longer feel like you're moving down, and the door opens to the city of Eden. In the distance, you can see two Skywatch guards who are, you can assume, manned with guarding this elevator, who turn around. They turn to look at you.
No one told us that anybody was going to come down to Eden today. State your business.
Back of the body. Shit.
Are these the only two guards?
The only two.
I look at Moros, shrug, and I swing my hammer at the one in front of me.
I do the same thing. As soon as he looks at me and shrugs, I grab my greatsword and swing at the other one.
All right, roll me some attacks.
No bless at this point, so we are no longer blessed. Christ. A 15.
That will hit.
All right, and then I'm going to use
16 hits.
I'm going to use my bonus attack feature, so I get a second attack, and that's a 21.
Nice. That will also hit.
And I'm going to expend two charges, one for each attack. So.
That's fine.
Here's the first attack.
Oh my god, you guys are dishing up crazy damage.
18 for the first attack.
Okay.
And then 15 for the second attack.
Oh my god. That's 33 points of damage. That's enough to kill it.
Alright. I already hit my first attack. I'm going to do my second attack. Oh wait, let me hit my Divine Smite. I have 3.
Yep.
3d8. 13 on top of 14 is 27.
Yep.
Second attack. It was so close.
It misses. Damn. And he lives with very minimal.
It doesn't miss.
HP.
I use my channel to divinity.
Oh.
Plus 10 to it.
Oh.
Okay. That's going to hit. Roll me your damage, man. You might be able to just kill both guards in one fell swoop. Yeah, you do. Why don't you guys describe to me how you guys take out these guards in one fell swoop?
You go first, Alcum.
I shrug, look at him, and as kind of we're swinging at the same time, I notice he, as he hits his, I see he's channeling his fucking divine energy. Not to be one-upped, I activate the fucking charges to send out a wave of arcane force to scatter this thing, blowing apart its joints, and just scattering it across the wall.
Holy shit. As this happens, and you guys take out the guards. Oh, wait, Moros, did you want to describe how you take yours?
Moros get his.
Let him get his shit in real quick. Hold on, my bad.
As Dalcom shrugs, Moros merely sees the opportunity, sees the moment, reaches back, grabs his greatsword with both hands, draws it overhead, and brings it down. As he brings it up in that arcing motion to bring it down, starts to glow with that radiant light. He slices into the creature's, like, or the robot's sort of, like, collarbone area. And then he, with the second strike, sticks his boot on the creature and pulls the greatsword out, and it's just, like, half bisected through in a diagonal angle. It's just kind of, like, haphazardly hanging there.
Nice. As that happens, you guys look down the main street of Eden. You notice that a considerable amount of individuals just saw what you did. How does that make each of you feel?
We see worms, by the way.
Roll me a perception check.
No, I'm seeing shit.
I don't see shit. I don't even notice the people down the street. I'm too busy appreciating my kill.
I'm doing the same thing. I'm not caring.
You're not caring? A squalid looking human man smoking a cigarette comes up to you guys. He nods his head. Y'all got some fucking balls. I respect
thank you,
that.
Squalid man.
Y'all ever thought about joining the web? He takes another hit.
Side-eyed Lionel.
No, we're good. As you side-eye towards Lionel, you see he's just staring at the city, visibly shaken, his right eye kind of twitching.
Oh, no. Moros is gonna... Does Moros notice this?
Roll me an insight check.
I want to tell the guy. We kind of got our, own thing going on. We're okay. We're okay.
Eight. Depends on how obvious it is.
I mean, when someone twitches their eye, when someone twitches their eye, it's kind of obvious. If you would have rolled less than a 5, I'd have been like, "Yeah, no, you didn't see," but you can see. Squalid man is going to interject. He's going to take another hit of his cigarette. Squalid. He's going to look at you, Dalcom. Well, just no money talks. And if you want, go down to, and he does this little chuckle, go down to Eden's Gate. Meet with my, Gate. Boss, Orthanax.
Orthanax.
Wanna make money?
I again glance at Lloyd to see if he has any reaction to that name.
Give me a second to check. Jesus Christ, we've fucking talked so goddamn much.
I'm making sure that we remember this, by the way. Orthonax, Eden's Gate. Oh. We may want to pick them up on this offer at some point. I don't know. So okay. I'm just making sure we remember.
Yeah, Lloyd's going to look at the man, kind of wide-eyed. He's sitting in the back, so I guess the guy's not really paying attention to him much, because these two are up front. But if they want to make an insight and be like, oh, well, yeah, Moros already looked over at me, so he sees that, like, wide-eyed.
Moros is going to move towards you.
Dalcom's been just kind of checking on you.
Moros is like,
since he said web.
On the side to you, and he's just going to kind of move towards you, and he's going to look over at you. The Lionel.
Can you just spell Orthonax, by the way?
Wait, what?
I was asking Zach to spell Orthonax real quick. My notes. Okay, Orthonax. There we go. All right. Sorry.
All right. Hello? What did you say, Moros?
But I died.
Moros moves over to Sir Lionel, and he's going to kind of in a very whispered tone, as Dalcom is speaking to this squalid man about Orthonax and Eden's Gate. Moros is just going to move towards you and kind of like leans his head over to you, still looking at them as to not bring attention to you. Sir Lionel, what's going on? You look like you've seen a ghost. Something wrong.
Not a ghost. But just an all-around slime ball. Disgusting. Slime ball.
Are you talking about that Orthonax fellow?
Orthonax.
Orthonax. Yes, I'm terrible with names.
It is fine, my squire. This man is not wrong. Money does talk. What, doing anything for Orthonax? Huh.
Do we want to kill Orthonax?
Eventually.
If you want him
not
dead,
now.
Very well.
I'm assuming you're whispering this, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I said I was whispering.
Okay.
Yeah, that's. I'll leave it at that for now with him.
Okay. The guy puts out a cigarette. Well. You ever want to make some money, head to Eden's Gate. Yeah, you can find yourself some jobs there, but you can gamble a bit, too. Take it easy, fellas. And he starts to walk off as the doors behind you to the elevator begin to shut. Seems like no one's going to be able to have access to get into the elevator, so there is no way up until they send more soldiers back down here. Unless, you know, utilize a friend in the group, but no one else is going to be able to get out. Anywho,
get out. What do you mean?
You can't get up the elevator forward unless you have access.
And be able to open the door.
Has access, and they might have by now noticed that he used it on the elevator and may have decommissioned it. Who knows? You guys don't know.
It's fine.
Just, okay, we will climb the bitch if we have to.
Now that that man's gone, I can tell you a bit more. You see, Orthonax used to work for one of the old heads. Well, when the spider took over, bullet right in the back of his head. Orthonax took over the operation.
And looks at him. Is this Lloyd or Lionel talking?
Slowly turn my head to Dalcom. Who is Lloyd? Goddamn, keep it in. Who's Lloyd?
Right, we're making progress. Memories are slowly returning. Voice is slowly turning back to normal. We'll get there one day. Don't worry. I pat him on the shoulder and I turn to walk further into the city.
I'm gonna start mentioning some stuff. Okay. As we're walking, the only two that we could possibly be safe under would be Graham, of course, and Rosalia.
Didn't Graham almost die on the ship, though? We don't even know if he got back here.
Out of game, almost died. You guys helped him escape, and him and one of the others in his group of web mates were the only two from that group to escape.
Graham is a part of the web.
Okay. Yeah, I remember they took the other boat, and I went back for you guys. Or we went back for you guys. I went back for you guys. Got you, and then we try to get a...
I think you mean Lloyd went back for them.
Yeah. I'm speaking out of character.
Okay, so do you still think we can trust that? This is Moros in character, though, as we're walking. And you think we can still trust Graham, even though he's a part of the web and we're down here with him and his colleagues, I'll say.
You see me kind of like shaking my head a bit, like grabbing at my temples. Graham owes a life debt. Not just once over, but twice over.
Then maybe we find him if we need somewhere to stay. Sorry.
No, I'm still just kind of crazy right now. Someone I knew helped him long ago. Still grabbing at my temples, straining to think. And when you saved him, and that was it.
Who was the other one again? The second one?
Second one? Rosalia?
Rosalia? What? Who is that?
Rosalia. Mom. No. She's the one who she handles the brothels. She's one of the old heads.
She specialize in information, I assume. That's usually the shtick of brothel matrons.
Yes, information and, well, what her actual thing is.
Matron duties. I think information would be good. We are kind of down here blind. Anyone else?
No.
Sorry, what was the question?
Going to the brothel matron, Rosalia, because she kind of is information hub of the Undercity.
So maybe we go there.
And potentially if afterwards, or if it's not a safe place, we could probably try to find the Graham guy.
Yeah.
I want crackers now.
What time is it in the Undercity for us? Is it like mid-afternoon? Is it nighttime?
It's nighttime still. They operate on the same like time as the surface. You do realize it's much more busy at nighttime down here than it is up on the surface. There's a big contrast there.
Would you say we're tired at this point or no?
You guys, yeah, you would be tired. Yeah, I mean, but you feel like you could maybe go a little bit longer without rest?
I will mention that to the party, that we do need to find lodgings. But if we should go to Rosalia, maybe she can provide us some lodgings. So yeah, let's go there.
There's a inconspicuous place we could stop by before we hit up Rosalia. Take a rest.
Like an inn?
No.
A dirt hovel.
A what?
You know, little hole made of dirt that you bunch of poor people sleep in during times of war?
Something similar.
Okay. Well, we can go there and rest if we need to.
Well, we did do what we just did, so we don't want eyes on us for a little bit.
Are there Sky Watch down here, too? Or not really?
Sky Watch down here? No,
I've never been down here.
That man mentioned Orthanax. He saw what we could, what you two are capable of. Pretty sure he could assume the rest for us. He's gonna run his mouth.
Should I have killed him?
Oh, no. No, no. Especially just going to
have been worse.
Talk about what we've done, what we look like.
Graham may have already done that.
You should take me out of my head.
They may already know a little bit about us.
I'm going to be more useful.
They might know what happened on... They might know what happened.
We should take you out of the armor until we get in a sticky situation, 2814.
Yes. Down here, I'm just a walking target for these filthy criminals.
Yes, and I would rather, in case any of your, we'll call them natural instincts kick in, to dispense justice, we would need someone to kind of hold the leash a little bit, because a little too much justice down here will get us nowhere.
Apparently. Oh, I will see these people hanged one day, I promise you that.
That is good. For now, get in the
Look
jar.
Look at the little child that's sitting on the ground begging.
Please,
loitering is also a crime.
Like, don't
soliciting, and I kick the kid. No. Yeah, take me out of my head.
I conveniently try to keep
my whole body together so it's easier to put me back.
I think you just kind of fall into pieces once the worm is gone.
Well, didn't last time I stay together, or did I fall to pieces?
I had to mend you both times.
That's okay. We can do that when we get the chance. You get in the jar.
Yeah, if you expect trouble. Just
you want Lionel to carry you again?
Yes, actually, I
get
do.
In there with him.
Malong, oh, you can unit 2814.
I'm going to, by the way, just conveniently drop my water skin by the kid as we walk past.
I suggest to the child to kill himself. No.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus fuck.
I don't do that.
So they see that you leave the water skin behind and they quickly grab it, and with their parched lips they place it on the water skin and they start drinking the water. It looks like, as you walk by, just anybody in general here, it looks like it's full of poor people. Some looks like they haven't eaten in days. They all look dehydrated, sunken eyes, chapped lips. You do see that there are some well-fed, but when they're well-fed, they're in shape. And with that, you can probably assume that the only reason that they're well-fed like that is because they have some very lethal connections.
Hmm.
I don't have the good berry spell to be feeding people, so...
Leading the party to the place. That's right.
You guys are going earlier to the brothel?
No. We're going to stop by
Okay.
A place real quick.
Quick thing. You don't think Graham told them about what happened on the ship? With the missing shipment? Because we did fuck the web over. Out of a lot of money. So...
Really our fault.
You mean when you saved them? But, yes, I believe he won't talk about us, you specifically.
So this will be their first time hearing about us then, at least us and not you.
Ooh. What?
Every bit of surprise we can have on them in any way about our own abilities and capabilities would be good. Their masses of information, seeing us out in the open like this was more than enough, but... We don't want them to already know of us and then track us down, knowing that we're dangerous. Especially if we were involved with their previous shipment. But that is good news if you trust Graham, I trust Graham.
They probably already know about Dalcom, I'd assume, because a group of war clerics coming in is probably not... You know, it's probably going to be something they know about, especially when we've clashed with, like, low-level... criminals that are like pseudo connected to the web. So I would not be surprised if I'm already a known factor.
Well,
or not necessarily me, but like people of my faith, I should say.
Maybe we'll become a commodity rather than an issue. Maybe they'll want our services. Maybe we can use our skills to our advantage, infiltrate them and take them out from within, or get a meeting with somebody powerful and kill them. You know, I like doing that. What do I know? I'm just a squire here.
It's just the squire.
I'll leave the thinking to the professional.
Let's go to this dirt hole place.
All right.
So, you guys walk around the streets with Sir Lionel guiding you guys, and you guys eventually arrive to this burned-down, kind of ruined building that he stops in front of. There's a basic structure there, but it's not in good shape. Not in good shape
at all. I've slept in worse.
There are some papers and, like, books scattered all over the floor. But other than that, it looks like it's not been touched in quite some time.
Right, here's, we can rest here for now. Let the hype behind us draw down in the meantime.
What is this? It's just
a burned down building.
Home?
Yeah, it's like a burnt down building we're sleeping in. We're hiding in.
It's an old bar.
Listen, I've slept
near this bar.
Under 2 feet of mud.
Like, do you know what did you frequent this place? Was this your place? Was this a friend's place?
Friend's place.
Okay. Oop. I'm gonna push over some collapsed beams and make a little space on the ground.
I'm gonna start dusting off like some rotted books and things like that, and looking at their covers, If the party notices, you see kind of like a sentimental look on my face as I'm looking at all the books and papers that are scattered around.
Would I notice? Because he's carrying me.
Yeah. Yeah, you can see the title.
Pretty high passive insight.
Of all the books that he's looking. The first one says The Eden Eflar Civil War. It seems like to be a history book of some kind.
I would like to use Detect Thoughts on Sir Lyon.
Ooh. All right, he hears one thing in his head, or in my head.
Oh, thank God.
It's not screaming. It's a name. Kale. It is just being on repeat. Kale. 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 Over and over again, on repeat.
Moros is observing him, but not saying anything. He's just watching Sir Lionel.
I'm going to assume with a 17, I probably notice that he's with a 17 passive insight. I probably notice that he's feeling that he looks like attached to these. So I'm going to walk up. Do you want me to fix these? I could make them like new.
Oh no, it's fine.
I mean, technically, with enough time, I could potentially, I don't know, not the walls and not the beams, but like the chair
there.
They'll stay here.
They'll rot here.
Or that bar counter. Or those books. Or those papers. Potentially that door. And the ground. What'd you say?
I said that, it wouldn't matter if you did or if you didn't. It's just going to stay and rot here anyway.
Okay.
And I'm going to, as I'm turning over, I'm going to set the history book down and it's going to crack the bar area that we're at, and another book's going to fall down. Though this one looks worse. Worse for wear.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Oh. I pick it up and I look at it, and Dalcom, because he's next to me, and Unit 2A14 is going to see my face drop. Like, what the fuck?
Is there any, like, writing on the cover that's legible? Or is it just
a
blank cover?
No, it's not a blank cover.
What are the words I can see?
I don't know. Ask the DM.
The title of the book, though it's very withered, it says The Story of Sir Lionel.
I put a hand on Sir Lionel's shoulder. Adam and I sit down.
Moros sees what's going on, and Moros will approach. And then kind of peek over Sir Lionel's shoulders at the book. I look at Dalcom. What does it say? I can't fucking read.
the tales of, well, Sir Lionel.
I whisper to Morose's ears. It's probably a fairy tale.
I'm going to flip the cover. That's on the
probably where he gets the personality from.
Front page. It says a children's story of an Edenian hero.
Moros, when he's absorbed, I assume whatever happened in the city, I don't quite know when. It was kind of gradual, but whatever caused him to, change messed with his personality, and I assume he adopted this as a way of coping.
I'd like to use detect thoughts again.
Ooh. All right, let me try to pass this wisdom check instead of deferring. Wisdom save. Oh, I passed it.
So I think you could get surface thoughts, but you can't really prod deeper. Like, I think you... let me read detect thoughts.
Oh, wait, would I have to pass? I don't notice him doing it. I'm too focused on the book.
You still get the save, yes. Even if you don't know the person is trying to do it, yeah.
So you learn the surface thoughts of the creature, what is most on its mind in the moment. That's all you'll be able to get. So what is on Sir Lionel's mind?
Another one-word thing. Why? That's all he heard, was why.
Moros, he's kind of standing behind you, Sir Lionel. Moros is just going to simply say, Lloyd, with like a question mark, and then reach out and touch you on the shoulder.
Is he, Sir Lionel shaking. You can even feel it when you touch his shoulder.
Does he look like he's all there? Like he's post-traumatic stress? Is he having like an episode where physically he's here, but mentally he's somewhere else? Or is he consciously here? He's just having a mental breakdown. Let me ask that. I'm going to try to insight that.
Second one.
The second one?
Yeah.
So you're here, but you're having a mental breakdown.
I mean, it's like Sir Lionel's having a mental breakdown right now. Yes.
Lloyd, do you remember what happened? This place, your past, how we really got here. Back on the mainland, Kogris. How we met.
I'm gonna pan over to you, like, wide-eyed, eyes kind of blank. Lloyd isn't here right now. Let him rest.
Out of character? Holy shit. In character. Morris just kind of stares at him. So I know perhaps we need to take a moment, perhaps get our bearings, sit down, and we can look at the book when we're a little more copacetic, calm, present.
And then I shut the book, close.
You know what that word means?
You shut the book close, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Very audible close.
Like you thump it.
Yeah, and then I just...
Yeah, that's satisfying.
I slide it onto the bar.
Morrow scraps the book.
Thank God. Good call.
I like that Moros can't read, but knows the word copacetic.
I was laughing when you said that.
It's a word my father taught me. Orcs are known for their exquisite dialect.
Yeah.
You know, something I picked up with my father. You wouldn't understand.
The joke in-game would have been, you know what the word calm means? But Dalton found him knowing copacetic more funny.
Morris is just going to kind of observe Sir Lionel Lloyd in this moment as he shuts the book. What does he do after that? Does he go sit down? Does he is he just standing there?
He'll sit down on a bar stool, have his leaning over, his hands under his chin. And you subtly see a tear, a single tear, go down his face.
Moros hands the book to Sir Dalcom. I'm calling him Sir Dalcom because I call him Sir Lionel, just to Dalcom. I hand the book to Dalcom. Can you read this? Can you get anything from this about what's going on with him?
I have a bit of an idea. We would see this treating certain people, usually young children, in the church. Specifically those who were victims of violence, usually from war. Some soldiers are disgusting and horrid creatures, and the trauma would cause them to split, to hide away, and a new self would come, almost a new soul, to protect the main self. But I think this might be slightly different. When I cast Zone of Truth before, he didn't know who Lloyd was. So, I think it might be something with his brain powers.
Do you? This is Moros asking, and also Hunter asking. Hunter is asking out of game, Moros is asking in game to Dalcom in a way. Mm-hmm. You think there's a way from maybe someone to get in there and help him clear his mind, discover the truth, you know, work out the kink, someone that could maybe link with him, or someone can link one of us to him?
Buck. I look at 2814.
Well, if it was normal, and it could still be, I don't know, it would be a long time, but usually the way you help these children is you sort of...
And he takes his feather fingers and pushes them and, like, interlocks his fingers together.
Merge them. You make them recognize they are one and the same. But this... Or you deal with the source of the trauma. You kind of have to do both at the same time. It's a lot. It takes a very long time, many years. If this is psychic, his mind could be so fractured that entering would be a risk to not just himself, but to us.
We don't have years. We have days, maybe weeks. But he's getting worse.
The way Sir Lionel made it sound was that he just needed to rest. I think he'll wake up on his own. Usually these personalities will... No, he said Lloyd. He said Lloyd needs to sleep. Let him rest a bit.
He's been sleeping for quite some fucking time.
Well, if what you said was true, he kind of blew his brain up upon y'all trying to reach the shores. That could be why he might have just kind of overexerted himself.
Sir Lionel is gonna spin around in the chair, sniffling, wiping away tears. I need to tell you something.
By the way, this whole time I've been mending the Sir Lionel book.
All right.
Moros turns and looks at Sir Lionel.
Because I want to read it.
I'm all ears.
I don't have much time.
Morris's eyes get real fucking wide. real fucking
wide. Neither does Lloyd.
What the fuck does that mean? Do you mean, like, not much time, you know?
What we're doing down here, we need to do it in a considerable amount of time.
What happens when time runs out?
We both go to sleep.
Donk will look up.
Solano, are you the only one?
I'm checking to see if he means, like, sleep, like, as in he will die, or sleep as in, like, these two personalities may go to sleep and something else may wake up. Sort of what he just said, but I'm insight checking on that. What he was implying there.
Alright, no. You get a sense of dread when you hear him say it.
Okay, so, like, death.
Check in on it.
Definitely death.
You see, that book broke Lionel. Unfortunate. Lloyd's still hidden away. He's not coming back, not yet. Their minds are both shattered.
Who are you?
I don't know.
Confusing. Oop. Names will have to come later. We'll figure that out. I'm not good at them.
How do you know you only have so much time? You're in perfect physical health. Minus a few alterations. But perfect as far as we're concerned.
The alterations are the problem. Our brain can't handle it. You see, Lloyd. Poor Lloyd. Was an experiment. Yes. And that experiment may have made his body better, stronger, but not his mind. Coming here to Eflaw brought about Sir Lionel. Coming here to Eden. Seeing that book brought me. I am the last line of defense.
The person who did this to you, where are they?
We won't be able to find them. Not until we've made it to the head himself. A spider.
That's who did this?
He ordered it, but he didn't do it. Kind of the same.
The spider and who else? He gave the order, but who pulled the trigger?
Spider gave the order. Savius is the one who did this to us.
Savius. S-A-V-I-U-S?
Correct.
Yes. And it wasn't just Savius. Us. It was Lloyd's brothers and sisters. It was all the orphans at the time.
How many survived?
Well, out of over this housing, you can count them on one hand. Five lived.
Still alive?
How many are still alive? Three. Well, two besides me.
And do they work for the web?
I'm not sure if they broke out of it.
So I assume there's two more of you.
Fucking Lloyd, goddammit. Lloyd did.
Who's Kale?
Gale.
Where did you hear that?
Kale or Gale?
Kale.
Gale. Okay.
Sir Lionel thought of the name, or whoever's thoughts I read inside your head thought the name.
I'm gonna lean back, putting my shoulders on the bar, kind of tilting my head up, looking at the ceiling. Well, this is Kale's bar. One of the old heads took Lion on his brothers and sisters in. Spider killed him. Kale was the only thing standing in his way. In those times, Kale had a deal with FLS Council. They don't bother each other. No one gets too rowdy. We protect our own. And that's it.
Do you think you might be what Lloyd remembers of Kale? His last line of defense?
But he remembers all of what Lionel remembers. It's like a mix.
Is that what you are to Lloyd, his last line of defense? Are you his Kale?
No. No.
Do you perhaps know the names of Lloyd's last surviving orphan friends? The two of them, other than you?
Jenna. That was his younger sister. Boris. They were the same age. Now see, they were orphans. They're not real brothers and sisters, but Kale took them in.
Is that Boris was the brother?
Yeah. You see, Rosalia used to take care of us when Gale was off doing his thing.
What was the race of Savius?
He was human.
Incorrect. Are you sure? In the book. Yeah, it's in the book that you guys read. I believe I said he was a gnome.
Oh, what the fuck? Savius,
isn't Savius on the council?
No.
Wasn't that what was said?
No.
Where did we hear the name Savius before this?
In that book that detailed the plans that that Savius had building these large automatons.
Oh, the Journal of Midget. I wrote that down.
The Journal of Midget.
That's exactly how I wrote it down.
Yeah, Savius and the gnome.
He's the one who's behind the automaton. Who has my journal? Somebody has it.
I have it.
I bring out your body, so I assume. Oh, Moros has it.
Oh, yeah, I gave it to Moros, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I take out the journal, and I present it to... Oh, shit, he's a fucking worm in his hands or whatever, so he can't even fucking read it. I present it to Dalcom.
Wait, Sabius. Give it to...
Okay, yeah, I give it to... I don't think he can fucking read right now.
He's being pretty coherent. I mean...
Okay, well, I bring Dalcom over. I motion for him to come over. I hold the book out like it's in front of you, 2814, and Sir Lionel, not Sir Lionel. And we search for mentions of Savius in your journal. Tell us, what did you write?
No, this is Savius' journal. Savius'
journal, so it's Zach. In the journal, what does it say about
Savius? Do we see mentions? Is it just about the automatons, or do we see mentions of these experiments that he had performed?
I know, wasn't Sarkot? I think Sarkot was mentioned.
Mm-hmm. I'll go over it briefly. Okay. So, again, what you all found in this journal was that Savius is a gnome who is the head of the Ember Enclave. He is developing a new model of automatons in order to take over the city of Eflar and to invade the mainland, the Elicorian Kingdom, for after they take over Eflar. There's also mentions of them smuggling an assassin who killed someone named Dallas Finstrom. And that they smuggled this assassin, who is a member of some sort of follower of Sarkot, as by the tattoo they have right under their cheek, on their face, that shows a scale with a skull on it, and that they smuggled that said assassin to the capital city of the Elicorian Kingdom, known as Elia. That is all is basically in the journal.
Ember Enclave. Okay, Dalcom wasn't here for this, but I'm fairly certain we had heard, as in Moros, Lloyd, and Koros had heard about the Ember Enclave on the mainland at one point. Was it from the fucking vampire?
No, so that was a different... That was the Blue Shades you're thinking of. Another criminal
organization. I thought he had mentioned something, because he's the one who basically led us, like, pointed us to the fact that the Mind Flayers are underneath the city and was work underneath both Eden, Eflar, and the capital and stuff.
That's not in my notes.
Yeah, well, he was the one who told us that the Mind Flayers had taken over the major cities.
Yeah, he did say the Mind Flayers took over the major cities. He probably, because he was a part of a different thing that you guys are going to be able to do in the future, he probably said that, you know, probably mentioned Port Ashtalon, another major port city in the mainland, and that it's basically ran by a vampire.
Oh, yeah, okay. I don't know why the name sounds so familiar then. All right, well.
We are going to find Savius, and we are going to find the spider as soon as possible, and we are going to kill them.
I should start telling you their names then.
This is nothing to do with this, by the way. Sorry.
We'll have to find them. The eight legs.
The eight legs. The eight legs of the spider, I assume, yes. Do you know who the eight legs are? I assume they're people.
Well, Graham, Rosalia, Orthanax. Those are the ones we know.
Graham, Natalia,
Orthonex, and Savia, sorry. I think. Yeah.
Yes, Savius is a Lloyd's husk, question mark, would know that Savius is a member of the...
Okay, so that's four spiders. Of the eight legs of the spider. Was... Oh, Moros looks at...
The other four?
Were you one of the eight legs? Was Lloyd?
No, no. Looked under one of them. But not one of them.
Was Kale one of them?
Kale is an old head.
What's the difference?
The old heads were the original gang leaders here in Eden.
Okay.
Most of them wiped out when the spider took over. There's a few we're going to have to be very careful of.
Are these legs, are they, they're not ordered in any, like, number way, are they? Like, that doesn't matter, they're all equal?
Yes.
Okay.
First, let me tell you about... Not much known one, but the scariest. Iron Fang. That is the spider's attack dog.
The hell is that?
It, basically, I mean, he tells him, hey, go kill this person. And he'll kill them and like 100 more.
Is it a person or a thing?
This He's fan. A person. I think. Next up we have is, well, the other one. Yasha. Believe it or not, Yasha was actually another orphan. Not much is really known about her either. She wasn't a part of Kale's little daycare. Kazarius? You wouldn't really know it because his name doesn't pop around too often. It's kind of the let's just say he's one of the biggest snakes you'll ever meet in your life.
Literally or metaphorically?
Metaphorically, he'll if you meet him you'd think he was a great guy. If you knew what he did, you want to just kind of distance.
How many of the legs will we need to take out?
Six.
So we have to take out Rosalia. The six that aren't Rosalia and Graham.
Yeah, they're just... For them, it was either get with the program or be replaced. I've got a lot of people to take care of. Well, how many have I gone through so far?
There are two left.
Ah, yes. Espero. Give me a second, I'm trying to find his name. Why has this guy got a stupid ass name? Sparrow. I just want to kill him. I just want to kill him. Yeah. He's the one doing the human trafficking here. And last but not least, the fuck is this dude's name?
I just sent it to you.
Jarek. Jarek Ordan. See all those people, all those homeless people out there? Looking sick. On death's door.
That's his doing?
Drugs. Stardust. Spread like a plague down here. That's why I mentioned don't give the kid any coin. Water was fine, but coin. No. You don't want them to know you have money.
Yeah, I figured it would get him killed, so.
Yep, too.
Is there anyone who can help us that you might be aware of?
Like Graham and Rosalia, but not by much. Not by much at all.
Do you think you would be able to convince Jenna and Boros to help if they're still alive?
That would be a no. And let me tell you why. The experiments that were ran on us, for those that were successful and those that are still alive, We're under mind control. You see, Lloyd was considered Savius's perfect one. If only you knew the toll that it took on his mind. Mentally, Lloyd was stronger than them. He broke away. But that did irreparable damage. The reason why his mind is shattered now, well, of course, when he tried to bring him from the depths of the ocean. He used everything. Didn't matter to him. His mind broke. He used everything trying to bring his friend back. And that messed him up.
Will I ever see Lloyd again?
I'm pretty sure he wants to personally end the spider's life. I'm pretty sure that once you meet the heads, he will be the one to take over.
Morals nods. Then we kill the spider. We kill the spider and get Lloyd his revenge. And that's what we're down here to do in the first place, is to help this place make it a better place. That's what Damocles said and what Devlin said. And the quickest way to do that is to get rid of the spider. The faster we do that, the better.
If we get rid of the spider, would that get rid of the mind control on Lloyd's siblings?
Oh, no. You'd have to kill Savius. You'd have to kill all eight legs. They are in control of them all.
Well, so, worst case scenario, we can make them prisoner patients, and my sect, well, they not necessarily probably whatever this is, but there's other types that are similar. Usually demonic stuff, but they might be able to help one day with enough studying and examination.
That's the thing, Dokum. We just don't have the time. Huh? Lloyd's brain is broken. Oh, he has brain cancer. He's gonna die. I'm gonna die. When? We don't know. But when that time comes, Dalcom, do not resurrect Lloyd.
Okay, hold on. Let me recompose myself. You broke me with Lloyd has brain cancer. Okay. Well, no, I figured as much. Lloyd kind of, I get the feeling, is just wants to sleep. I was more meaning just his siblings, if there was a chance to reverse what was done to them, since their minds aren't shattered and completely warped beyond belief at this moment.
You would need about 10 of this thing. Probably do that. He holds up Unit 2814.
We have 10 of them.
10 worms or 10 jars?
10 of you.
Me specifically? That... These are from my notes. I'm sorry.
Not you specifically.
The unit.
Something with with as much psionic capabilities as you.
10 worms. Got it. Worms specifically that worms. I am, not just regular worms, but worm me.
Don't have 10 worms, but we have at least 3 Emmys. And, well, she's kind of the closest thing to God we have in our church, besides, you know, God.
Is she down here?
Oh, no. I mean, she's one of hers. She's confusing. She can be in multiple places at once. She might be down here. But the last time I saw her, she was still up topside. She was the one we met at the church. She's Otis's kind of direct messenger. So, you kind of become really powerful when, you know, you're the high priestess of the god of war. Don't fight her, by the way. If she gets mad, run. It's not a good time. It hurts a lot.
I assume.
My legs still bleed at the thought of it.
Why your legs?
Well, when I was young, she was the one who came to get me from my family, and I was a bit cocky and arrogant, because, you know, was powerful and abilities other kids didn't have. Mouthed off a lot. We all could fly. We are bird people. More the fact that if I made her mad, she would tie me to a training dummy and beat my calves with a switch until they bled. She's scary.
Teacher. Moros, I need to tell you something.
Moros is intently listening.
When we go, what is ours is yours. I leave you everything.
You won't be leaving me a damn thing because you're not going anywhere. There's still time. I will figure out a way to fix this, to fix you.
Lloyd doesn't want a way to fix this. He just wants to see Eden free. And then his fight is over. He can't go on. This place plagues him. Doesn't matter where he's at, this place plagues him.
Moros looks very sort of melancholic. He has this sort of not absence behind his eyes, but of great pain, almost emptiness over the thought of that this is what Lloyd wants. He understands. He clearly understands, but there's a pain that comes with loss for Moros. Well then, until you leave, you all leave, however many of you or Lloyd, Lionel are in there, we will do what we can and we will make things right so that you all may go in peace.
He wants it to, and I don't. You see, not from the time he was still there, fighting to get out. I'm out. But I have to follow his wishes. Cost of freedom.
What would do? What does Lloyd want to do about Coris? That's something I need to know for when Lloyd is gone. Because it will be up to me to figure out a way to remedy that.
He wants to save him. He wanted to save him. But he knows that he doesn't have that time. And he knows he can't go. He can't keep fighting. I know somebody. Somebody who could help you continue this fight. Of course, or whatever else.
you have any.
Give me a second. I don't have Dalton's Hero Forge anymore, so I can't look up the character.
Hold on. This should be it. That should be it, assuming password hasn't changed.
All right, let me do this real quick. I did not. I'm just flowing right now. I'm not even. None of this is written down. Damn it. Friend's character. I don't remember his name. That password's fine.
All right.
I had to look through this fucking mess here that we have going on. All of our fucking characters.
With the random creations.
Hey, Sir Lionel. And Lance Longrod.
Well, I got kicked out of my fucking thing too. What the fuck?
You got kicked out of what?
I also got kicked out of Hero Forge.
Is it because I logged in?
No, my PC reset, and then like I was logged out of everything for some reason.
Bro, did I not save the character? Oh shit! I don't have a name for him. I forgot to change it. Zach, do you remember his name?
No clue. You can just come up with a name later. Maybe. I've got a note to edit this out around this area. So.
Darius.
You know what's fucking funny is I was thinking fucking Darius.
Really? See?
Yeah.
That's how you know we're brothers, man. We just see the world the same.
That's his name.
Huh?
It's fucking Thrax.
Thrax. A little different from Darius.
Yeah, a bit different.
but Thrax will work.
What if his name is like Thrax Darius?
Darius Thrax.
Oh, that's better.
I like that. I'm gonna call him Darius Thrax. I'm not going to, if that's not his name, but Thrax is good.
His name is Thrax Everborn, one of the many children of the Mercenary King. Dragonborn nobles on the mainland.
Oh. Quite the honor, then.
Give me a second. I'm digging around in my pockets. Here it is. It's a coin, and it has a dragonborn stamped onto it, like the face of a dragonborn. And it has one slash through it. This will tell him everything he needs to know.
Takes the coin.
Once we've done what's needed to be done here, look for him. He will.
Yeah.
He will help you.
Ooh. Well,
Not Lionel, not Lloyd. I will keep that in mind.
Perhaps we can name this personality Darius.
Yes. How do you like the name Darius?
Seeing as I don't have one, sure. Darius.
Darius is your name until later events arise, and eventually you go Irish. Where you not. Please don't say that. I don't deal well with loss at all, actually. I'm kind of taking this really hard. Everything I love dies, kind of thing.
Understandable.
I feel you then. When...
oh, shit.
I didn't have anything to do with that. I actually tried to stop the slaughter.
I didn't say you did. Someone here did. But wasn't you.
Sir Lloyd, he's the one who took down Chorus in that moment. You gotta understand. You he didn't want to eat your sibling.
Sometimes, wait. While he's sleeping, he keeps muttering about how delicious it was. And he's crying.
Seeing as I have his memories, yes, it was awfully delicious. Oh, even I shuddered. Jeez. Oh. Terrible times. That's also a contributing factor to my fucking Lloyd's fucked. Jesus Christ.
Darius, I'm going to take the evening to think on things that you have relayed to us about your future, Lloyd's future, and Solano's future. But if you speak with Lloyd in your collective consciousness in some way, it would be important for him to know that he is my friend. And that before he goes, I would like to be able to say goodbye to him.
Don't worry, Morris, you will. Unfortunately, I cannot talk to him. I have his memories, I don't have a way to speak to him.
Out of character, I'm gonna ask Sir Lionel if I was a good squire before he fucking dies.
And I'm gonna cry God. A little bit.
I'm gonna be like, was I a good squire? And he's gonna go, you were the best. And I'm gonna fucking cry best. Like a little baby, bro. I'm gonna cry so bad. Moros looks at Darius after what Darius says, and Moros will, he looks at him and he kind of hesitates, but then he just hugs him for a second, and then he lets go, and he goes to go lay down for the evening and retire.
All right. Is everyone gonna take a little rest?
Sure.
All right, well, Darius is gonna sit at the bar. You can, as you're laying down, trying to snooze off, you can hear a subtle, like, song being hummed.
Oh, can I try? Yeah, I'm just kind of hanging out with Darius, I guess. Yeah, I don't have a choice. I'm gonna insight check and see if I know the song so I can hum along with it.
It's Ragnar the Red.
Twelve.
You do not know this. Out of character, this is a song his real mother used to hum to him.
Can I do an insight check to see if I know his mother?
You rolled a one, but yeah, you do. Kidding.
Oh, God.
All right, yeah. I'm just going to hang out with Darius.
It's Cult of Personality. That's what he's humming.
I'm going to keep reading his thoughts throughout the night.
Oh, okay. Instead of hearing something, you saw something.
Oh, shit.
You see, as if you're looking like at a glass panel, it's shattered, and you can see imagery of multiple different things, and you can realize that these are things throughout Lloyd's life. You see him crawling up the elevator with his brothers and sisters. You see, you actually get to see Kale's face. You see Rosalia's face, you see Graham's, you see all the old heads as well. And you get to see glimpses of Eden before, well, now. And you see it seems a lot more peaceful, a lot more happier, a lot brighter. In comparison, this is an absolute shithole right now. And you notice being hung in one of the broken shards, very small. A silhouette of a woman, but around the silhouette is very bright. And you hear her say one thing after her song's over. Good night. Good night, sweetheart. And then you were taken out of my mind.
That is where we're going to end tonight's session. I want to thank you all for playing this evening. It was a very, very great session. I'm glad I got to live another day and play with you guys. You guys are my best friends. I love you guys so fucking much, man.
Love you too, man.
Love you too, PP.
Yeah.
Love you too. But now for the really important stuff. Did we level up?
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, wow. Come on.
Can you guys let me get to that? Like, fuck, I was gonna tell you, you guys are in Eden now. You can level up to level 6. Congratulations. You guys are now level 6. You guys have been level 5 for a minute. But yeah, you guys can level up to level 6. Once again, I want to thank everyone who took the time to listen to this all the way to the end. You guys are just as awesome, and I love you guys too. Special shout out to our patrons, Melanie Droz, Melanie Cochialone, and Anakin Gross. I love you guys so much. One last thing. Do me a favor. Take it easy.